chapter, on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Toshma. Sichecha b'nisorim shel eresh yesh ben dalet divrei akol psula. We're trying to again bring proof one way or the other whether schach posel in the middle passels with four tvachim or four amas. So the Brisa says that if you use boards that are four tvachim or more, everybody holds Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda that it's possible because of Gzeres Tikra. Ein bohem dalet, if it's not four tvachim, Rav Meir poso, Rav Meir still says it's possible. If anything more than three tvachim, till four tvachim, since it's not lavud, so it's there's a Gzeres Tikra, afraid you use a roof. And Rav Yehuda machsh, Rav Yehuda says since it's less than four tvachim, it's kosher. Umode Rav Meir, Rav Meir's moda, shim yesh bein neser l'neser, kemole neser, shim eniach psal beinehem ukshera. Rav Meir's moda, that if you have between each of these boards, even though a board that's what's it called, four tfachim wide, is possible. We're going now where it is four tfachim, according to Rashi, and even though it's possible, but if you have schach kosher between the boards, and we'll see in a specific way, the Gemara is going to answer, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, Bishlam alamandi omar bein be'emtza bein minatzad bedalad amos mishum hachik shera. If you have boards that are four tefachim wide in the middle of the sukkah with schach kosher between them, right, l'chora, why should it be kosher? If you hold that, what's it called, that, if you hold that schach pasul in the middle doesn't pasul till arba amos, so then it's good. Why? It's kosher because all you have is four tefachim of psul, and then you have at least as much kosher, and that's why it's kosher. Ela leman diomer beemtzah biarba, but according to the man diomer says that schach pasul pasuls in the middle of the sukkah four tefachim. So here you have boards of four tefachim that separate the sukkah completely. So amai ksheira. So why is it kosher bechlal? Right, the sukkah is broken up by schach posel that's four tefachim. On Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, we had this before. Hacha b'sukkah lo havya l'shmona mitzumtzamos. It's a talk about a sukkah that has eight amos exactly. Askinim. And what you did is the following: the yoiv neser upsal, the neser upsal, the neser upsal. And on one side you put a board of four tefachim, and then schach of four tefachim. And then another board of four tvachim, and schach of four tvachim, and then another board of four tvachim, and schach. And from the other side, the same thing. Meikai gisa, v'neser upsal, v'neser upsal, v'neser upsal. Comes out that what's it called? That the havel hu shnei psalim be'emtza. Comes out that there are two four tvachim areas of schach that meet in the middle. And that's a heksher sukkah. There's eight tvachim there, which is a little bit more than seven tvachim, which is fine. And memela, the sides then are kosher because of dofen akuma. So now you have a kosher sukkah, and taki can only sit under the middle part where there's kosher schach. So enochinami, it's really schach posel on the sides. But l'maisa, the reason that it's kosher is because you have enough schach kosher in the middle to make a minimum sukkah. And then the sides become what's it called, dofen akuma. The ike heksher sukkah be'emtza, Rashi. Moder of Meir, b'chol elu shu posel bohen, ashvashi yesh bohen dalet no mikoy, it's going whether there's less than four tvachim or even four tvachim. And still, Rav Meir's moda that in this way it's kosher. The Gemara says, "Amayk sheira b'chol achas me'anisarim sheyesh shir lipsal hecha deleko lemishraya b'dofen akuma." The mice over here, since the psal separates between these nisarim of four tefachim, if schach posel passels in the middle with four tefachim, then it separates the sukkah, and you can't say dofen akuma anymore. The zuk kula mevubelus b'hen the ein gedola. The im gedola he osam shechutz la arba amos poslus, but the ones that are outside arba amos, that means anything up to la arba amos will be kosher, but the ones that are outside of arba amos will pasul the sukkah. Gemara says no, it's talking about a special case. She'ain bo the shmona amos mitzumtzamos. The whole sukkah is only 8 amos exactly. Lo pachos lo yoser. She'ain arboim u'shmona tvachim, which is altogether 48 tvachim. Kigon she'hischil bo mi beis todeha, and you put this arrangement of board schach from both sides. The yoiv nesa bereisha, on each side you put a board first. So that's 8 tvachim, 4 tvachim on this side, 4 tvachim on that side. The other psal, and then you put 4 tvachim of schach on either side. So now you have 16 tvachim. The neser, and another board. So that's another 8, is 24 tvachim. Upsal, and another area of schach, which is 32 tvachim. The neser, and another, the board, which is 40 tvachim, upsal, and then you at the end you put 4 tvachim of schach on this side, and it meets 4 tvachim of schach on the other side. Okay, so on each side is 24 tvachim. Hari sichuch ad emtza, the chozer masku mitzida hasheni v'osikam. Okay, so you've put board schach, and you ended with schach. Same thing on the other side. You started with a board, and you ended with schach in the middle of the sukkah. So it comes out that the 2 4 tvachim areas in the middle of the sukkah meet. Gika heksher sukkah, and that's a minimal sukkah, 8 tvachim. V'hariches tvachim hein. Hilkach tsheir al yedei osn shnei psalim. And that's what makes the sukkah kosher. The tachas hanisarim lo yishon. And you can't sleep under the boards because they're 4 tvachim. V'asukkah ein nefselas bohem. But the sukkah doesn't become possible. Damrin dofen akuma arab psalim ha'em tzoyim. Because till the middle psal, there's less than 4 amas on either side. Right? Because the whole thing is only 8 amas. So if you have an area of 8 tvachim in the middle, that's kosher, what's from either side is less than 4 amas. So it says, V'in tomer ben esoyim u'psalim ha'pchus midalid lo miskashra bishnayim ha'em tzoyim dezim in the leka heksher sukkah. And if you'll say that, in the case of where you have boards and then psal, right, that are less than 4 tvachim, so then it's not going to work out because you're going to have more than 4 amas from the side, and you're not going to have a heksher sukkah in the middle. If you're talking about exactly where it says or moder of meyer, right, mashma in both cases, where the boards are 4 tvachim, that's the case we just described, and that's perfect because then you have 8 tvachim of schach in the middle of the sukkah, and on the side you have less than 4 amas on either side, since the whole sukkah is only 8 amas. But if you have nesarim that are less than 4 tvachim, so then this whole cheshbon will work out, right, that it'll end up less than 7 tvachim in the middle of psalm, because we're talking now of less than 4 each time. Right, the zimn and the leka heksher sukkah. The Rav Meir the Omer apa she'ain bohen arba ein masachim bohen hechi miskasher b'shiyesh bein nesel and neser kamalei neser hahi kulak sheira the aftachas hanesorim. So Rashi says no kasher because that sukkah the whole thing's kasher. You don't need a kasher only because of the two psal in the two parts of schach in the middle, because since the boards are less than 4 tvachim, even though Rav Meir holds of psul tikra. Right, it's Xeris Tikra, but it's nice, it's not Schach Posel. It's not big enough to destroy the sukkah. It's not 4 tvachim. In order for Schach Posel to passel the sukkah, it has to be 4 tvachim. So, Enechonam, it's Schach Posel because it's Xeris Tikra, but it's not big enough to passel the sukkah. So there, everything's kosher. All the whole sukkah is kosher because there's not enough in one place of Schach Posel to passel the sukkah. The haleka dalit b'makom echad. There's no place where there's 4 tvachim of schach pasul in one place. The hecha pasul Rav Meir. Where did Rav Meir say that the sukkah is pasul? Hecha the ikatarti b'hadodi. The kesover shnei nesorim start from the arba. Where did Rav Meir say it's pasul with even boards less than 4 tvachim, and you can pasul all sukkah when there are 2 boards together? But here there's no 2 boards together. There's always schach in between boards less than 4 tvachim. So when it says Rav Moder Rav Meir, it's going on both cases. The case where the boards are less than 4 tvachim, the whole sukkah is kosher. And where the boards are 4 tvachim, it's only kosher where in the middle, where there's what's it called, where there's two schachs meet, of four tvachim each, it's a minimal sukkah of eight tvachim. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Omer Abaye. Avir shlosha besukkah gedola. Okay, if you have avir, a big sukkah, but you have a place where there's three tvachim of avir, that again, according to Tosas, goes along the whole length or width of the sukkah and divides it into two. And now there's not, what's it called, three walls, because the walls are divided half here, half there. Umiyato, and now, and so that would passel a sukkah, because it divides a sukkah, three tvachim of avir. Umiyato, bein bekonim, bein beshvudim, havi miut. Right? And if you now made that avir less than three tvachim, whether with schach kosher, right, or with schach pasul, makes no difference. But now you don't have enough air to break up the sukkah, it's kosher. The sukkah ktana, bekonim havi miut, but by a sukkah ktana, if you make the avir smaller than three tvachim, right, it has to be with something kosher for schach. It can't be with shvudim, with metal, because you don't have a heksher sukkah. Einachinami, you don't have avir of three tvachim anymore, but you have a sukkah that's exactly seven. And now if you have a space in the middle of the sukkah that's three tvachim, doesn't make a difference what it's made of. It's going to be pasul. Like we said, even schach pasul. Pasul is a small sukkah with three tvachim, because there's no more shear of sukkah. B'shvudim lo havi miut. But if you fill it up with something pasul is schach, it doesn't help, because you don't have, what's it called, a good sukkah. V'hani mili min atzad. That's only if the area is on the side. Then, what's it called, it's going to passel a sukkah, because you don't have enough sukkah, you only have four tvachim of sukkah, of schach. And the sides passel a sukkah. It's not a kosher sukkah. Ava be'emtza pligi b'ravach ravina. But in the middle, there ravach and ravina argue. Chad omar yesh lavud be'emtza. One holds that since you made the air space less than three tvachim, so it's lavud. And it's like it's not there. And therefore, you have the whole shear of a sukkah now, al's lavud. Right? There's an air space of, let's say, 2.5, and because you closed it with one thing of metal, and you have now 5.5 of schach, which is more than rove, and that area that's opened is considered like it's closed with schach. That's lavud. So now you have a heksher sukkah. Right, rove rubo is there is good. The chad omer ain lavud v'emtza, and one holds that there is no such thing as lavud in the middle. Lavud only helps on the schach on the side. If it's within three tvachim of the schach, of the dofen, we say that that space is considered closed, and as if the schach moves over to the wall. But in the middle on the top, we don't say lavud. Machlokas. We nice. We do say lavud. We don't say lavud in the middle on the top. Tosa says vadi on the side. You say lavud even in the middle. You have a mechitza made of three tvachim. What's it called? Less than three tvachim spaces. It's a good mechitza. But that's a machlokas. This was the din of lavud only said by the dofen, just like dofen akuma and other halachas were said only in the dofen, not in the schach. Or no, this halach of love would applies even to schach. That's the shaila. Tosas says, l'chor, if you don't say love on the top, then how could you ever have spaces b'chlal in the schach? Right? Any spaces should pass the sukkah if you don't say love. And any space of avir. Tosas says, no, we're talking, not talking about spaces that are surrounded by schach. We're talking about a space that goes the entire length of the sukkah, or entire width, and breaks it up in a chanami. There, if you don't say lavud, you break up the sukkah. But you can have air spaces in the schach that's surrounded by other, what's it called, there you don't need lavud. There, that's a regular schach. We're talking over here only where it breaks up the sukkah, Tosa says. Others say that in a chanami, if it would be a space that you could put your head through, and we don't say lavud, it would pass the sukkah, even if it doesn't divide it into two. But anything less than that is not considered a space bechlal, even without lavud. Okay, but Tosa says that if it doesn't divide the sukkah, then air spaces, even without lovin, are okay. My time of the man yomer yesh lovin ve'emsa. Right, where is the proof that there is such a thing as lovud, even in the middle, not in a mechitza, but on the top, the tanya, kora hayotze mikosel zeh, the einu nogas bekosel acher. In order to be matter a mavui, you need either a kora or two lechayayim. So the kora is considered on top. Okay, even if you say it's mishum mechitza, whatever, but it's considered on top, it's not considered a... what's it called, a mechitza on the side, considered something on the top. So if you have a kora that comes out of one side of the wall, it's supported with brackets, and it doesn't reach, and they have no, and a kora coming out of the other side of the wall, and they don't touch each other. So are they considered, what's it called, or for the first case is, it goes from one side of the wall, but doesn't touch the other side of the wall. It's on a bracket, and it doesn't touch the other wall. Or you have two koros that don't touch in the middle. Are they considered like one kora or not? You need one kora. The chen shtei koros, achas yotze mikosel zeh, the achas yotze mikosel acher, the eina nogas ubezu. So pachas mishlo sheino tzorek lovi kora acheres. If the space between the kosel and the kora, or the space between the two koros, is less than three tvachim, it's all considered like one long korah. But if it's more than three tvachim, then each one is considered not a korah, because it's only half. It doesn't fit the whole length of the wall, and therefore it's not kosher. Shlosha, if there's a space of three tvachim between the two korahs, or between the korah and the wall, tzorek lahavi korah acheres. You have to fix it up. You have to bring another korah that will fit from wall to wall, or touch the other one. So the ma'isa, what do you see? That you do say lavud in the middle. That if it's space less than three tvachim, it's considered closed, and you don't have to bring another korah. The idach shani koros to rabbanim enochinami. Mid the rabbanim, we say lavud, even in the middle, on top. But here we're talking about a sukkah min haTorah. We don't say lavud on the top, in the middle, min haTorah. Rashi. Having miyut uksheira, the lav shir aver yesh, velo shir schach pasul yesh. Right? If you have in a big sukkah an area of three tvachim of avir, which would pasul a sukkah, and again, it goes along the whole length or width of the sukkah, divides it into two, and you put something there, something solid, to make it less than three tvachim, so it's kosher, because there's not enough schach pasul to pasul it and break the sukkah up. And there's not enough avir now because less than three tvachim to pasul it. The sukkah ketana, but if you have the same situation in a sukkah that's exactly seven tvachim by seven tvachim, shir metzumtzum, then bekonim having miyut, amrin lavud, they ain't kan avir. If you put kosher schach there and you have less than three tvachim airspace, so we consider it closed with kosher schach. So now you still have a shir, a sukkah, because that airspace becomes closed. And it's closed with kosher schach. B'shvudim lo havi miyut. But if you put an iron pole to close it up, it's no good. The afal gav delo mizeh velo mizeh yeshir lifsul. Even though there's not enough to pasul, right? Not schach pasul and not avir. There's less than three tvachim, and here is less than four tvachim of schach pasul. Miyuk even the ikah gimel tvachim bahadadi. Since together there are three tvachim, right? Total three tvachim of space that's not kosher to be a sukkah, either because you have two and a half of what's it called of air and a half of schach pasul. So together there's an area in this sukkah that's not kosher to be a sukkah of three tvachim, right? Ba'apei nafshayu, so chashivi ba'apei nafshayu velo mitstarfin b'hadol l'ashlum l'shiura. It's considered a place by itself, and it's not mitzarif to what else is there to make the shir of the sukkah. So you have less than seven tvachim of area, seven by seven, and it's not a sukkah kshera. But less of a shir in the sukkah. But if it will be less than three tvachim, right, altogether, then it's not a makom chashuv, and it would be considered bottle to the rest, and with the bittel, it would be considered seven by seven. Now we say if you have avir that's less than three, right, that doesn't passel a sukkah because of lavud, that's minatzad. That's only if it's on the edge. And it makes the wall move over to the schach. Right? Then with walls, we say lavud. Hari hu kelavud min adofin. The emtza, but if you have on the schach, less than three tvachim on the top, that divides the sukkah, right? A strip of less than three tvachim, avir b'pachos migimu, shalob b'somach l'dofim, not next to the wall, then it's possible. Because you don't say lavud, what's it called, on top. So Mara says, where do I know that you do say lavud on top? The man Yomar holds you do say. Korah hayotzi lahatir amavui. You have a mavui that's open on one end into Rishus HaRabin, so you need a korah as a hecker to what's it called, to know that that is if that third side, if that fourth side is closed. So what the korah has to be is from one end of the mavui to the other end of the mavui, one beam has to be on top. And this beam doesn't touch either wall. It's farther away, it's removed from the walls. The chain base korah, another possibility. They start with the wall, each wall, the korahs, but they don't meet in the middle. It doesn't cover the full length of the fourth wall. It's what's it called? There's a space between the korah that comes from this side and the korah that comes from the other side. So it's not considered one continuous korah. The al korah be'emtza avir pachos migimel shalom b'samach v'dofen. So the Gemara says that if it's less than three tvachim of space, either from the wall to the korah, or between the korahs, it's okay. Mashma, that you do say love, but even in the middle. And something has to do with the top. Gemara says, Shani korah, the chol iser tiltul mavi, the hilchus eruv d'rabbanan. Now there, it's only a din d'rabbanan. Because min haTorah, you're allowed to carry in a mavi that has three sides. And the fourth side's open to Rishus HaRabin, you don't need anything, min haTorah. The Rabbanan were matbid that it shouldn't look like you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid. You may carry into the Mavui, into the Rishus HaRabim, so therefore they need a korah as a heker. The Midaraisa lo boy tikkun. Hilkachi kilu bohachi. That's why they said lavud, even in the middle, Midarabbanan. Tehem asr vehem itiru. The Rabbanan said it's asr, the Rabbanan said it's mutter. Aval sukkah deoraisa. You can't be matir a sukkah, which is deraisa, unless there's a halach l'moshe sinai, that love would help. And this man the Omer holds, it doesn't help. It only helps on the side. Okay. My time of the man the Omer ain't love with be'emtza. Where is there a proof that we find that there's no lovewood in the middle? Disnan from this Mishnah. Aruba shebabayis. You have a skylight, a window in the roof, okay? Uba poseach tefach, and the window is a tefach by a tefach, then tuma v'abayis, if there's tuma in the house, kulo tame, the whole house is tame, because the roof, it's under the roof of the house, the roof brings what's it called, the tuma to the entire house. And the aruba is not mechalik, doesn't break up the house. Okay. Mash keneged aruba tar. However, if you have a kli that's exactly under the skylight, that kli remains tar. Because enochanami, the whole house is what's it called tame, because it's be ohel hames, but this tefach tefach al tefach is not an ohel. It's just space. And therefore, anything directly under it is not tame. Tuma keneged aruba. Another case, you have the tuma opposite the aruba completely. It's not under the roof of the house. It's under the opening, the skylight. Then kol habayis kulo tahor. Then the tuma goes through the roof, through that opening, and it's not the ohel hameis. The tuma is not in the ohel, because it's under, what's it called, under the sky. It's not under the roof. So it doesn't bring tumah to the whole house. The whole house is tar. Ein baruba poseach tefach. If the aruba does not have a, what's it called, a tefach by a tefach, it's smaller than a tefach by a tefach. It's an opening less than a tefach by a tefach. Tumah babayis keneged aruba tar. Same halacha. Here there's no difference. Rashi tells us, say, there's differences that are mentioned in the Mishnah there between where it's a tefach and not, But Lagabi, these halachas, there's no difference. So it's going to say the exact same thing. If there's tumah in the house, what's it called? If it's connected the aruba, the whole house is tar. If it's not connected the aruba, the whole house is tameh. But something that's connected the aruba is excluded from that. Connected aruba kol habayis kulo tar. Right? Same halach. Doesn't make a difference if it's poseach tefach or not. What do you see from there? It's less than three tefachim. We should consider it closed. And the whole house, whatever's underneath there, whatever, should be tameh too. We shouldn't consider it open. Since it's an opening less than three tefachim, it should be considered closed. It should be considered like the whole roof of the house is closed completely. There shouldn't be any difference whether something is under this window or under the roof. What do we see? That in the middle of a roof, you don't say lavud. Gemara says, Shani is the other man to be idach, Shani hilchus tuma, the hachi gemira lahu. Right? Hilchus tuma are different, and that's the halach lo shei sinai. But it only applies to tuma, it doesn't apply to mechitzas or to sukkah or whatever. Rashi. Aruba. The gaghi. Aruba is a skylight in the roof. Keneged aruba tahor, kelim shetachteha tahorim. Anything that's directly under the skylight is tar, because that's not under the ohel of the house. She'eno oil ames. Alma ein lovud be'emtzalim ha'avei kulei kisasu. The nicer we consider the opening open and not closed. And since it's less than three tvachim, we should be considered closed if we say lovud. Kol ha'bayis kulo tar, she'ein ma'al ala tuma klum. Right? If the tuma is under the opening, then in a chanami, it's what's your whole bias is tahar, because there's nothing, there's no ohel on top of this tumah. What's on top of the tumah is open. Ein baruba poseach tefach, tumah bias connected aruba tahar, tumah connected aruba kol bias kulo tahar. Seif and garcina kiresha. The seif and the resha are exactly the same thing. One's talking whether is it poseach tefach, one whether it's not. And there's no difference in the halacha between them. Uvidvorim acherim yesh beneim chilik b'mishn v'yolos. So if you want to know why the Mishnah said two different cases, and it said the exact same halacha by both of them, because there are other differences between where there's a tefach and not that are mentioned in that Mishnah. But right now, we only know geya to us these, so it only brought down this, and in this, there's no difference between them. We didn't bring the whole Mishnah down because we don't need it. The zehu rosh perek aruba shebesoch habayis. It's the beginning of the perek, right? This aruba shebesoch habayis, and since what's no geya to us is only the fact that whether it's a poseach tefach or less than poseach tefach, either way, it's lavud, and still we don't say lavud. We say that it's considered open. Gemara says no. The other man, the Amaral, says that we do say lavud in the middle. Tumah is different. Hachi gemira lo misinai, de'ein lavud be'emtza, by tumah. Umei halacha lo gamrina midi achrisi el ahudi itmer be. And it's only by tumah we say this halacha, not by anything else. Okay. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bayish Nivchas. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi gave the shir, and he said, Bayish Nivchas, you had a room, and the middle of the roof fell in. The Sichech al Gabov Shera, and you put Schach in that hole in the middle of the room, it's kosher. Omer Lefan Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Parish. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, explain yourself. It's not always kosher, right? Kach Pirish Abba. My father, Reb Yossi, explained that there's a qualification here. Arba Amos Psula. If there's Arba Amos or more from the place that broke open to the walls, it's possible. Because you don't say Dofen Akuma more than four Amos. Less, more, four Amos or more. Me Arba Amos Ksheira, Pachos me Arba Amos Ksheira. But if the space between the hole in the roof where you're putting the schach and the walls is less than Arba Amos, then it's kosher. So explain, it's not always kosher, it's only kosher if the area from the schach, the edge of the schach to the wall is less than 4 amos. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abeloi, and again he was giving the same shear, and he said another thing. Avrum Masharia, so it's the name of a fish, right, kosher fish, it's kosher. It's mutter. Omer Alfan Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, Rabbi Parish, explain, when is it kosher? It's not always kosher. Kach Omer Abba. Shalmokum ploni asura. Shalmokum ploni muteris. Right? It depends where you get this fish. It's a very small fish, and it goes together with trefa fish, and you can't distinguish between them. So in a place where there are non-kosher little shrotzim, that are this, and in the same vicinity as fish, you can't eat that fish because you get the shrutzim picked up with it, and you can't distinguish between them. But in a place where there are no shrutzim, then the fish itself is kosher. Ki hodom rabaya, hay tzachanosa debavna rasharye, right? Tzachanosa is also a little fish, little, very little sardines or whatever. If they grow in the river Bab, then they're mutter. My time. Why dafka these fish are kosher in river Bab? That same fish could exist in other rivers. Why only here dafka? Ile mishim derev dife maya, v'hai dag tomi kivin deles lechut hashedra lo motzi koyim. If because the currents in river Bab are what's it called, strong currents, and non-kosher fish can't live in strong currents because non-kosher fish don't have a backbone. Not true. Hakachazin and dekoy. We do find non-kosher fish in rivers with strong currents. So that can't be the reason. Elamishum de Malichi Maya, because the river Bab is salt water. The high dog tomic, even the Leslie Kilfei Lomotzikoi. And non-kosher fish that don't have scales can't live in salt water. Gemara says, Vahokachazin and dekoy. Not true either. We find non-kosher fish in salt water too, and in water that has strong currents. So can't be that that's the reason why this fish is kosher dafka in river Bab. Because it happens to be that in that river, non-kosher fish didn't grow. Right? We knew that there weren't a non-kosher varieties of fish there. And therefore, they didn't get mixed in with these kosher fish. And therefore, you're allowed to eat the kosher fish. Omar Radina, Havihaidna the Shafchi, Nar Eson, Venar Gamda, Lahasa Masira. But now other rivers pour into that river. Before it used to be segregated, and therefore no non-kosher fish grew in that river. But now other rivers that were non-kosher fish do grow. Pour into it, and therefore there's non-kosher fish even in River Bab, and therefore the little fish all get mixed together, and you can't eat the kosher fish because we're afraid that it got mixed in together with the non-kosher fish and that they're indistinguishable. Rashi. Avruma, Rebbe Porish es Dvorecho. Explain your words. In other words, qualify them. It's not always kosher. Avruma, min dagim ktanim. Avruma is a small fish that are kosher, the ain't shrotzim the korim by him. And if they're shrotzim, right, you won't be able to distinguish them from these little fish. And therefore you can't eat the kosher fish because they're always mixed together with non-kosher fish. Shalmakam ploni asurim, shishrotzim gedelim bosonar. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, explain yourself, because they're not always kosher. It depends if there's non-kosher fish mixed in with them or not. Right, in certain rivers they're kosher because non-kosher fish don't get mixed in, and in certain rivers they're not kosher. Sheshrotzim gedelim bosonar meirov kotnon en yochol lafrish shom shenim nikorim. Since they're so small, right, it's impossible to separate them. Okay, not that you can't see them. They're so small you can't see, they're okay. You can see them, but they're so small that it's impossible to separate the kosher from the non-kosher. Shalmakam ploni muteres, she'ein oso nar megadol shrotzim. So the place where there are no non-kosher fish, or non-kosher shrotzim, there it's okay. Tzachanasa, similar to what Abaya said, mindagim ketanim. Tzachanasa is also little fish that are kosher. Debav nara, hanar bav shemo. The name of the river is Bab. Redife baya, Kalos and Mamaharos Lorus. So if you'll say the reason that it's kosher is because there are no non-kosher fish because the currents are too strong, and a non-kosher fish doesn't have a backbone, the melech can't exist in strong currents. That's not true. We see that there are non-kosher fish in rivers with strong currents. The Kamanaros are Dufim Bememeon. Right? We see that there are many other rivers that have strong currents where there are non-kosher fish. So that can't be the reason why River Bab is okay, because there's strong currents. Hashedra, nosin koach ba'adam v'behema v'dagim, lio shedroso omedes v'brius. Now, chut hashedra the spinal cord makes the spinal column stronger. But a non-kosher fish has a spinal column without a cord, and therefore it's not strong. So maybe it can't live up to strong currents. The Gemara says that's not true. Maybe that's because it's salt water. And a fish without scales can't live in salt water. Kilfi kaskasim. The Gemara says that's not true either. We see a lot of salt water where there's non-kosher fish. The Gemara says, lo mirbi tinayu daktomi. The reason River Bob was okay, ain't kitch also nar magdilu mashkich gotzim ramoshim. Happened to be that the mud in that river wasn't conducive to make what's it called. There weren't shrutzim, there weren't non-kosher fish in the mud of that river. For whatever reason, it had nothing to do with the currents, nothing to do with the fact that salt water, it was something unique to that river. It just didn't have non-kosher fish. So Mela was kosher. The Ho'idna, Shehus, Bulatocha, and Afsha, but now they rerouted other rivers and they pour into this river, Bob. And the other rivers don't have that unique quality that they don't make shrotzim. There are shrotzim in the other rivers, and they pour into this river. Memela, all the fish get mixed together, and you can't distinguish the kosher from the non-kosher. You can't eat the kosher either. Umehen yordim also nar. Okay, memela, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi was giving these two shiurim, so brought down the second one too. It has nothing to do with our sugya.